Yes. As I said earlier, the 70s was a time when there were people trying to push IEEE's professional activities into an anti-employer campaign, not merely a pro-engineer campaign. It is not anti-employer to say engineering... I'm speaking now in terms of what is my judgment, because there are no absolutes here. But in my judgment, it is not anti-employer. It is perfectly legitimate. It is affirmative. It should be done to define engineer so that the public and the employer understands the difference between someone who has engineering training and someone who is trained as a technologist. I'm not making value judgments as to what jobs each can do, but I think that it is very legitimate to know what an engineering degree is, what engineering training is, and then you can draw whatever conclusions you want, but you shouldn't be using the term engineer wildly, like sanitary engineer for the guy who comes and picks up the garbage. I think that it is very legitimate for IEEE to be trying to have an educational campaign going that says to corporations, this is a rapidly changing field technologically. If you don't provide adequate time off and facilities and other encouragement for your engineers to keep themselves current in their field, by the time they're 40 or 45, they're going to be burned out and useless, and you're going to wind up just replacing them with younger engineers and turning them out with no place to go. And that's a very negative thing for society. We'll help provide programs, but we need the engineering profession needs the employer's cooperation, very strong cooperation, to avoid this happening. There are many positive things that IEEE has been doing and can continue to do in areas like this without turning anti-employer.